And Ryan began his visit with Franklin this middle of June 1972. Channel 1 Wright and a visit with Franklin this middle of June 1972. Channel 1 Wright and beginning the visit with Franklin this middle of June 1972. Channel 1 Wright and beginning visit with Franklin this middle of June 1972. Channel 1 Wright and beginning a visit with Franklin this middle of June 1972.
And so she knew when it was going to be.
Yeah, they told me. Friday, Sunday night, they told
me. Yeah.
So he's glad to get things going.
Yeah, I believe he will.
He'll be.
Give him a soda pop, eh?
Yeah.
No, I was going to eat about 4 or 5 minutes. Thanks anyway. No, I stopped down about the trailer. We'll stop up out here. But somebody broke and messed with the trailer again.
Oh, really?
Pried out of the lock off.
Oh, really? Boy, is that awful. Isn't that awful? Nothing in it.
I know. Just the idea of getting in it.
Where was that? I saw a sign. Oh, yeah. In a telephone booth. You know what it said?
What?
He said, this telephone, paid telephone, is emptied every day.
Yeah.
So if they prize it open, all they get is a half a dollar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot.
Thanks.
Phew.
Gee whiz. I got work this afternoon. No station. You know Freddie Wood, don't you?
I heard of him.
Well, Ed's got to rebuild that tractor for him.
Huh?
Ed's got to rebuild a tractor for him.
What's the matter with it?
Well, Frank, the guy that was killed, started it, but never did finish it. Y'all heard about Frank getting killed, didn't you?
No.
You know Frank?
Frank who?
I forget his last name. Right? Everybody calls him Jarhead, though.
Frank Bob Farnball.
Yeah.
Well, that was his funeral ground there. I saw the grave down there. Right down there where his daddy was.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. He died. Yeah, he died. Someone ran over him last Friday night, I believe.
Okay.
Run over him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone ran over
him. Out where?
Someplace around Oak Hill, or where Oak Hill is. He must have been drinking or something.
In a car?
Yeah. No, he drinks all the time. He was walking home or something.
Oh.
And somebody hit him. Hmm. So anyway, Fred's tractor's down there apart, so he asked Ed to put it back together. Hmm. It's from one end of that house to the other. Pieces of it.
That's a job, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
And you got to rebuild a motor and everything. It's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together.
Yes. You know, this fella down there at Ocala that fixes my machines for me, he's mighty good. And he said he could fix something in 5 minutes. That'd take another fella all day to do, when the other fella didn't know and had to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And that electronic stuff can just
be a mess.
Yeah.
A big mess.
You got those impedances and all like that, you see, and you don't know what they are unless you got them written out.
Mm-hmm. You heard about me wrecking a car, didn't you?
No.
You rolled it.
Huh?
I wrecked it last Tuesday.
After you put your transmission in? Oh, Frank.
Hit a hole in the road and threw me off balance and back in swung around and rolled over.
Where'd you go?
I stayed in.
No top?
The top was on. It didn't crash the top. It just tore the material of the top and bent the frame a little bit, but it didn't cave in.
I didn't know it had a top.
Yeah. Convertible.
Is that the one I rode in?
Yeah.
It had a top, I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm. It rolls up and down.
Well, you can't fix
it.
I got over the trailer now. I got a windshield in. Break down and see what Ed thinks about it. See, it'd be better to fix it or get another one. But it still scared me. It hit. My hands healed up now before the car hit.
Where'd that take place?
Over the other side of Hawthorne on the dirt road.
Well, that helped.
Yeah, it helped.
Then on dirt road, no traffic.
No traffic, right.
What was you doing over there?
Been swimming. I went swimming. We had exams Friday till and Tuesday till about 15 or 2, so I couldn't go to work. So that's when I went swimming a few minutes and coming back.
Yeah.
And go with them. We pushed it back over and drove it on home.
What is it?
Oh, you can drive it.
Oh, yeah. I got down there. We got back down there in a minute. Go to work.
You think it'll pass inspection?
No, it won't pass inspection.
Not without a windshield, is it?
Not without a windshield and probably have it lined up again. Shall I have front end checked again for keeping? I put a new front end under. New ball joints, shocks, tires on.
Oh,
transmission in them. I had it in good shape. I did. But now, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I tell you what, we could swap even, Frank, with my old Chrysler. It all fell apart in one day.
What did it do?
The transmission fell apart, and the engine has got a rattle in it, and several things.
Just had passed inspection. Just fine.
And everything was doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got some mileage on.
Now, let me tell you. Now, don't you say this, but I got old one of the mechanics over there at Brazington's, you see, he kept it a day or two and took it through the inspection. And you know what they do. He get out on the road there and take it right up to 80 miles an hour. And you know, it wouldn't do that. It didn't have the guts to do it. I know that's part of it, you see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bound to be it, because you never did drive hard.
Oh, I know.
You never did drive hard, and someone just getting all of a sudden just punched up to 89 miles an hour, it won't take it.
No, I just touched that speedometer easy, very easy.
That's what it did.
Well, you got to have something that'll... Hey, when you get these mechanics a hold of a car, you got to have something that'll respond, haven't you?
Yeah.
See, your daddy is the same way. He got that new pickup, a new truck.
Yeah.
He never gets under 80.
No, he might now, though. He might now. Hardly ever got under 80.
I rode with him to a Cali one day, and he took it easy. But that just goes out with him, you see. It sort of held him up, put him behind schedule.
When he's by himself, well, most of them, he drives fast.
Yeah.
He don't pay to drive fast. I run too many times.
Yeah.
He sort of scared you the other night, didn't he?
When I wrecked your car?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Another guy was with me. He get out and just started laughing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because they had to do that to keep him getting all shook up.
But it was your car.
My car, I just stood there, shaking.
So he just got up and started laughing so he wouldn't get shook up.
Yeah. He beat me out of the car. Well, we had the windows down. We rolled out the window hole. He's about your size and beat me out of the car.
Yeah, and you in a hurry too,
huh? Yeah, both of us in a hurry.
Yeah.
He got a little scratch, just about a half an inch long on his neck, and I got that on my hand. Lucky we ain't
killed.
Well, lucky we ain't fishing up daisies or something.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
You haven't had any wrecks.
Just that one.
You bunch clutch up or whatever it is, but you never have had a wreck, have you?
No, no.
Well, that's right, Faye.
Well, you've had things happen to your car.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sure can happen quick, can it?
Just like that. It happened just that quick, too. I seen I hit the hole and tried to dodge it. When I tried to dodge it, I went right in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I went right in the middle of it. I threw my tires this way, my front tire that way.
Yeah.
My back end slid around, slid around again, and just hit the, went down the side of the road, you know, the ditches, and just rolled over on the side of the ditch.
You all just pushed it back over?
I tell you, dodging a hole is, that's a tricky thing when you're moving along.
I was going out fast, though. I mean, I was just going too fast, I guess, when I hit that hole. I mean, just slung my car, that car's light anyway. It just slung my back in right around, instant.
Yeah. That's terrible. What happened to your transmission?
It just went. I mean, they had adjusted too tight. And well, I had it, the thing, the linkage changed on adjusted it. Bands adjusted too tight and wore my clutches out and broke and cracked my seals and stuff in it. So I was scraping metal to metal and after a while it just wouldn't go.
Yeah.
So I got a little something like a, you know what brake shoes like them slide?
Yeah.
So I got something similar to that in there in the band that changes the gears and goes around. They wore them out.
Yeah.
I wore them out.
Well, now that's it, you see. And it's in there where you can't adjust it.
Yeah.
I'd think a transmission would be right tricky to remodel.
That is a big pile. They got a big cigar box full of seals doing it.
Yeah.
And automatic. Plus, they got all them clutches and all them clutch drums and clutches and stuff in there. Yes, that's a lot. That's a lot. You know what you're doing.
Well, yeah.
I won't tackle one. Don't know the first thing about them except putting them in and out.
Did Eddie help you put yours in, or did he put it in?
I put it in. He helped me with it, but I did all the work. He told me I was doing something wrong or something.
Is he a pretty good mechanic?
He's a pretty good mechanic.
Well, that's a surprise. I didn't know he was a mechanic at all. And now, you know, one trouble with mechanics, Franklin, is they take on jobs that's ahead of them. Now, that's what happened to Miller. He tried to work on cars that he didn't understand. Now, if Eddie will stay within, you know,
in his reach,
stay within his reach, he'd be a great help, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. Hey, he got him a race car.
Race car?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, man. He's putting the motorbike together. He was working on last night when I was over there.
Yeah.
Plus, he is his own spring, ain't got nothing else to do there. If he got, he's built two or three motors there, Pontiac, a Chevrolet, a Ford. He does all kind of work like that.
Oh, really?
Air conditioning work.
Is that right?
He always stays busy.
Yeah.
He'd rather be out there doing something than, you know.
Can he, huh? What's he collect?
Yeah, he's getting to the point where he's showing them who's boss. He was out there for a while, about a month, they wouldn't pay at all. So put a big sign up there. All bills must be paid by the first of the month, or no more credit.
Hell, that's all. Some of them want just one try, one.
That's why he takes them to court if he don't pay. He took one to court when the rest of them finally took that one to court. Come in that last of the month and paid him. Now he got two or three regular customers, credit customers, paid by the week. And he let cash a check here. There's one or two to try to mess him up.
They'll go off some week and leave him to.
Might do that.
Oh, I tell you, that credit business for a small concern.
He can't afford to lose many checks, can he, with all that family?
He just got knocked out of education.
But
he just got knocked out of education.
Ninth grade education.
He quit school in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Well, I can give it a word.
Well, let me see, Franklin. There was something I wanted to ask you about. What was it? Yes. Did you hear all that singing those fellas did?
No, I had to work. Daddy, when they come down?
Yeah.
No, I had to work.
You never heard them before?
Oh, I heard them on record, tape. The other night I have.
Well, do they sound just like anybody else?
Yeah.
Well, what did Daddy, why was he so head up over them?
So disappointed?
I didn't think he was disappointed. I thought he was pleased with him.
Oh, yeah, he was pleased with me. He was pleased. He wasn't too pleased with the church out there.
No, but he liked what they did.
Yeah.
Well, what did he like about it?
I don't know. I mean, he just didn't. I wouldn't ever really know what was going on.
But you thought they sounded like anybody else.
Well, they sing different musicals. They play bluegrass, but other than that.
What's bluegrass?
I don't really know, to tell you the truth.
What it would be hard to say. Well, I heard them, and I'll tell you, I never heard anything like it.
Not
and I didn't pay attention to you, Daddy. I thought, well, that's a bunch of old West Virginia, Ohio fellas. He can't bring it down here. They sound like anybody else, but they didn't. No, not over there they didn't.
Oh, not in that place, no.
No, sir. Not the way they performed. They didn't sing like anybody else. But I don't know the difference, you see. I'm not up on that like you all are.
Well, I don't really stick that music that much.
Well, I know, but you listen to it right, Smith.
Yeah?
I was just waiting, hoping your mama would come over. And
well, I can bring over some afternoon if you want me to.
No, just we'll have a picnic someday.
Yeah.
And I get her to talk a little bit about it. See, she would know.
Yeah.
I guess.
She should.
Yeah, they do things I hadn't heard of the singers do. You know, it's real interesting.
I like the music. I like the way they do it. I'm gonna go up to West Virginia this August. They're supposed to sing up there.
Yeah, all night.
And I'm gonna go to that.
All night. That's what your daddy said he was gonna do.
Yeah, they like to, when they go someplace, they like to sing, not just two or three songs, a whole slew of them. They like to really get it out.
Yeah.
But over at the Saturday night, they didn't sing too many.
No.
The preacher wouldn't, they said the preacher wouldn't let him.
Is that right?
Yeah, he said he had to go home and do something. They like to get out when they go to sing, like to go to sing, not just two or three, to really have a good time.
Well, I tell you, it's a bad day. It's rainy, you know, so
yeah.
And then your daddy wasn't there himself, you see, to sort of keep things moving. You can't turn it over to somebody else.
No.
Something like that. Now you're not working over here all the time.
No. I work at the university, but I went to Tampa and I just got back in a few minutes ago, so I didn't go to work today.
Oh.
I work full time at the university now.
Oh, I see. You went down yourself.
No, Mama and Laura went. We took Laura took Mama down. I went down too to see.
You went down with Laura.
Mm-hmm.
In her jalopy. Her
Chevrolet.
So she just dropped you over here.
No, I drove a Mustang up here, but got a dead bear. I could jump it off the crank.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it over to Ed and see what he can do. See what he thinks about it. Get his opinion of it. If he thinks it's worth fixing, I'll fix it. If it ain't,
yeah,
I'll just settle it out.
All right. I'll trade you my old Chrysler.
Might
as
well fix that
Chrysler. I might work on it. Experiment with it.
Yeah. I think I started with a little something better than that. Work on something on that. Never get anything. Well, we enjoyed your visit.
You got that tractor to fix? But you work over here on weekends, is that
right? Yeah. He wanted me to have him pull that tractor in this afternoon. Because there's anybody else over there. And I bought my Mustang, so I decided to bring my Mustang down. So I could get one of y'all getting right over so I can jump in the car. My battery's dead. When I turn it over, all my asses pulled down that battery. Battery's dead.
I use 12-volt.
Yeah. You got a V8 motor in that thing.
Yeah.
Don't need one. Need a little old 6-cylinder.
Yeah.
Or 4-cylinder.
Yeah.
That thing does like a gas.
Yeah. Oh man, well, it'd be nice if you cut out on the gas, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure would. I get on get 10 miles a gallon.
With a little car like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, Franklin, golly, you're working full time over there and then on weekends too. You ought to be doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, pretty good. Stay out of trouble. You know. It's tired when you come in the afternoon. In the afternoon, you can't do too much. Mess around the house a little bit.
Yeah. Keep going all the time.
I'm fixing a truck up now.
Yeah.
I ain't seen but one more like it in Gainesville though.
What's up? Like that?
I'll show it to you in about a couple weeks. I get fixed.
Yeah.
Your
daddy'll
be home by then, won't he?
He'll be home by 4th of July.
Don't tell me. You mean just for a visit?
Nope.
But he's gonna miss that down there, isn't he?
I believe he will.
Everything quiet down there, and they come in there and take their seat.
Yeah, I believe he is gonna miss it, tell you the truth.
Yeah, tell him what to do and when to do it. And now he'll have to get out on his own, won't he?
Yeah. But I believe you like yourself here better if we be back home again.
Yeah. You think you'd get used to it?
Yeah. Right quick, I believe.
Right quick.
Well, I gotta go because we're supposed to pull that tractor in.
Nice. Well, we appreciate you coming by, Frank.
Yeah.
Sure glad we got good news from your daddy.
Yeah, can I get one of y'all run down so I can jump that car off?
Sure. Yeah.
But that's going to take a lot of persuasion. McGovern is not just sitting around on his hands.
I get Channel 1 right 500 this time. Channel 1 right 500, I think that's too much. In the end of the visit with Franklin, this middle of June 1972. Channel 1 right around 500, I think that's too much. And the end of the visit with Franklin, this middle of June 1972. It was Franklin, this Channel 1 right around 350, this middle of June 72.